Are you on the Utah
One,
Gov
two, and a
website?
three. No, I have a hard copy of it.
And where did you get this hard copy from?
I've had it in my office for years.
Did it come from the Utah legislature, or was it rewritten?
You know what? It is the Utah Statutory Code 53A-11-301.
How can I get a copy of this book that you have so I can see? Is there a PDF available so I can verify that it's different?
It's pretty much the same one you're looking at.
Well, it's very different if you're lumping C as a subsection under B instead of its own section.
Yeah, because what I'm looking at, the 3 is under B.
So tell me the name of that book you're looking at again, Utah Statutory Code. Can you?
Well, let's just pull away and just pull it up and look at the bill. I've got the webpage open.
Well, what was it that you were looking at that you claimed it was written differently?
Well, the form that I have is, it says 3, A and B, and then under B, there's 1, 2, and 3, and then under 3, there's 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. So, you know, that doesn't even make sense, because once you have a 3, then the next subsection would be letters, not numbers. So it doesn't even...
Well, you need to talk to whoever writes the rules and the code.
Okay.
That's not me.
So
we don't need to get
you can't
into details
tell me
about
what you're looking at?
Falls under which.
Well,
let's pull it up online and let's look at...
So you don't want to tell me where that's written the way you explained it to me anymore?
It's just a hard copy. I don't remember where I got it. Let's pull it up online. Look at it. And
okay.
See what
So there's no way for me to verify that your thing that's different than the Utah code actually exists unless you tell me where you got it. Because if it does, perhaps there's a reason and I should look into it. Or do you want to just call the nurse and say that you'll comply with 3C?
Well, I can't just call the nurse and say now that you comply, because you don't comply. That's why I'm calling you back.
So I don't comply according to the rule in this book that you'll no longer tell me that I can verify the rules in.
I never said
but
that
I
you
do
can
comply
verify
according
it. You're
to
more
the...
than welcome to come here and we can look at it together. The copy that I have, I'm looking to see what's here online. The rule states for personal religious, you have to go to your local health department. The hang-up to me sounds like you don't want to go to the local health department. They really want a religious exemption. You go to the local health department, fill out the form, take it to the school, it's signed by the local health department, and you got a religious exemption.
Sounds to me that you don't want people to exercise their third option under the law. That's what it sounds like to me.
You can't just write a statement.
The law says I can.
No, it doesn't. That's one of the
options.
Okay,
so you're on record.
Underneath that you have to have a completed form first.
And so I would love to have the book that you were reading that from, if that's possible.
It's just a printed page.
So it's a printed page
off
that
of
you've
the
had
website.
For years. Off of the Utah legislative website?
Yeah.
Because that's where I got mine from as well.